Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400 plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
Peace be with you. I am Bruce Wozniak. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots of other platforms. Thanks so much for joining me for this and hopefully many other episodes. The show website is CatholicSportsRadio.net. You can listen there, but there are also links there to hear the show on all kinds of podcast listening apps, and there are links on the website to Catholic Sports Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. There is also a Facebook group, which is called Catholic Sports Radio Community. There are listeners of this show in that group, as well as some former guests. There's a button for that, too, on CatholicSportsRadio.net. And do please help me spread the word about this show. Tell others who would enjoy and benefit from listening about Catholic Sports Radio. Now on to my ministry moment for this episode. In doing my research to prepare for interviewing this week's guest, I came across something from the Vicksburg Post, a newspaper in Mississippi, an article from January 2020 about Reverend Rusty Vincent, the pastor of St. Paul Catholic Church, who has been a NASCAR fan since the age of 13, and as a result works references to racing into his homilies. Reverend Vincent was quoted in the story as having said, "It's just the nuance of NASCAR, the work they put into the cars, the kind of skill it takes to drive the cars, and all those things are refining abilities that I preach about. When I talk about virtue, it's the same as trying to refine your driving ability and being able to make adjustments in the middle of the race. That is something we have to do in life too, to be able to adjust to changing things that happen." End quote. Friends, especially racing fans, challenge yourself to, instead of constantly checking the NASCAR point standings, to get to know more about the seven virtues: prudence, justice, fortitude, temperance, faith, hope, and charity, and look at the tape, so to speak, to determine what adjustments you need to make in your spiritual life. Moving on now with this week's episode, my guest is a professional stock car racing driver who competes full-time in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series, driving the number 13 Toyota Tundra for Thor Sport Racing. He began his racing career in 1996, and by 2001 was the American Speed Association champion and Rookie of the Year. In 2009, he was NASCAR Camping World Truck Series Rookie of the Year. He also builds and races his own late model cars. And he and his father and two brothers became only the second family in NASCAR history to have four members compete in a national series race. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Johnny Sauter.
Hey, Bruce. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, Johnny. I appreciate you doing this. Even though this interview will be coming out after your next race, tell the audience where you are today and where you go next.
Well, I'm at home in Wisconsin, and I'll actually get on a plane tomorrow and fly to Charlotte and get ready for a truck race on Friday. So we'll race Friday night under the lights at Charlotte Motor Speedway. So we put on plenty of airline miles, that's for sure.
And I believe you were telling me on the phone the other day when we spoke that Charlotte was home for you and your family for a little while, even though that's not where you're originally from.
Yeah, so I grew up in Wisconsin, actually eventually moved to North Carolina because that's kind of where the sport brings you. A lot of the teams are based in the Charlotte, surrounding 60 miles from that area. So, and the team that I currently drive for now, Thor Sport, is actually based out of Sandusky, Ohio. So, I made the choice, 7 years ago, I guess, to move back home. My wife is also from Wisconsin, and our children were getting old enough that we just thought it was time to go home. So, no regrets. But I did my time in Charlotte. I spent 14 years there, so I thought that was long enough for them long, hot summers. So it's nice to get back home.
Well, I had said to tell the audience where you go next. Technically, I should have said where you travel to next, because I think where you go to next might be to school to pick up some of your kids. Is today a Mr. Mom Day? Share with the audience about your wife, how many children y'all have, and including where the kids go to school.
Yeah, no, Courtney and myself, we were married, I guess, 2007, so we're going on almost 14 years. So we have four children, one boy, he's the oldest, and he's 11, and then three girls. So they range from ages 10 to 3. So, we got the three oldest ones are in a Catholic school. It's about, 17 miles each way. So I generally take them to school in the morning, and then Mom generally picks them up in the afternoon. So we take turns, but very good school, and we wouldn't have it any other way.
Now, did the two of you, meaning yourself and your wife, grow up in Catholic households from childhood yourselves?
I was a cradle Catholic. Grew up in a really good Catholic family, and did my time Catholic schools from kindergarten to 12th grade. So,
wow.
And my wife is actually a convert. So, so she grew up Lutheran and converted to being a Catholic, and then we were married. So, it's funny how life works and how things work out. That's for sure.
Well, and I have to say, I'm grateful for you making the time to talk to me today, because in preparing for this, I've gotten the sense that your family is everything to you. And when you're not away at a race, you probably want to be doing as much as you can with Courtney and the kids. Am I right? Because a lot of pictures of you at racing events include your wife and, if not some, all of the kids in the photos, too.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I was fortunate. I grew up in a good family. I actually myself have 11 brothers and sisters. So,
wow.
wow. So it was pretty, it's pretty hard to get away from family. And even today, both my parents are deceased, but I think they're up to 56 grandchildren. So,
oh my gosh.
We've got plenty of family. So it was important for me, like you said, to get back home and not only to spend time with my immediate family, but to spend time with all of our family. So, like I mentioned, Courtney's from up here too. She's from the Milwaukee area. So it was important for her to get back. But yeah, family for sure. Family first. Spend as much time with my kids as I can and enjoy sports, whatever it is. Taking them to school. If I'm home, I like to be the one that tries to take them and pick them up if I can. That's my number one priority.
Well, and as we know, it's so important that children see that. This is the year of St. Joseph, and so to do the type of father figure type behaviors, activities that Johnny is talking about, it's really great timing that we're having this conversation in the year of St. Joseph, and probably just a coincidence to some, but as I've said before, it's all the Holy Spirit working in all this. And obviously, Johnny, you had lots of people before you, your father, your grandparents, to show this Catholic way, that this is the way that you have carried on as well, meaning this emphasis on your family and you as the father.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, I was blessed to have the parents that I had, for sure. My mother passed away when she was only 50. So I was 13-14 years old, and my dad kind of picked up the torch from there, obviously, but he was as solid as they get, hardworking and led by example. So many times we hear the example of do as I say, not as I do, but for him it was just watching him, and there wasn't anything that he couldn't do. I mean, he was a jack of all trades. He could fix, washing machines, lawnmowers, cars, you name it. I mean, he could do it all, fabricate, metalworking and woodworking. And a great example. Very fortunate to have had him. And my mother, I mean, she was a saint. I mean, how many how many people could put up with that many kids running around. So, yeah, I just very fortunate to grow up in the family that I did. And as you get older, you really appreciate it. As a kid, you kind of just take it for granted. And you know, you hear all the jokes about, you know, and when you tell somebody how many brothers and sisters you had, oh, they say, oh, you must be Catholic. So,
yeah.
But, you know, you hear all of that kind of stuff, but I, you know, I wouldn't have traded it for anything. And, you know, especially my parents. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better foundation and a more solid, you know, way to look at life and how to be. So I'm very, very blessed to have had that.
Wonderful, wonderful. Johnny and I are talking on episode 123 of Catholic Sports Radio. And back on episode 98 of this show, my guest was Father Dale Gruba, who not only has run 63 marathons and hand-cycled an additional 20, not to mention having been a cross-country coach, but he's also quite the auto-racing photographer. Johnny, what is your connection with Father Dale?
So Father Gruba, I mean, there's quite a few connections, but the quick backdrop is I don't know if a lot of people know it or not, but Wisconsin, believe it or not, has a lot of paved asphalt racing. And in the 60s and 70s and 80s, there were, you know, folks like my father and Dick Trickle and just so many of them that, you know, they had normal jobs during the day, but they raced stock cars at night, you know. And at one point there was an opportunity you could race 5-6 nights a week up here. Every track kind of picked a night.
Wow.
And yeah, so they, you know, my dad always said that you know, he made a living and you know, working during the day, but he paid for his house and everything that he had built racing at night. So it was kind of a real big hotbed area for you know, stock car racing, I guess. And but Father Gruba fell in love with it, from what I understand, and was, you know, made the rounds to go to all the racetracks and be with the guys. And in fact, I was in Sun Prairie Sunday night at a local dirt track up there, Angel Park, and believe it or not, the invocation was given by Father Gruba, and I didn't even know he was going to be there. So, but, you know, I've known Father Gruba for a long time, and you know, it turns out that the parish that we belong to, Monsignor, was actually a student of Father Gruba's way back in the day, I think in the 60s. So it goes back a long ways, but he's a big race fan, Father Gruba, and you know, I had him serve in my wedding and you know, and just been around a long time. I actually raced in kind of, they called it Father Gruba Night a few years back and actually won that race with my short track car. So, but he's been a big staple in the racing community up here for a long time.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And on that note, tell us, Johnny, about the power of prayer from the standpoint of a professional driver. You say that that's what brought you through a nasty crash in 2002, in which you said you went, quote unquote, end over end and just kept flipping. The power of prayer brought you through that?
No, for sure. I mean, I, you know, obviously, with the background and the upbringing that I had, you know, we tried to say family rosaries, and you know, I saw a really good example of the value and the importance of prayer. So, and especially again, you know, when you're younger, you think you're kind of invincible, and as things happen in your career, and sometimes things work out, sometimes they don't. You know, there's really only one place to turn, and that's to prayer. So, you know, I'm trying to carry that tradition on with my kids today, you know, saying the family rosary and get up every morning and, you know, do your morning offering and things of that nature. So you mentioned, you know, the year of St. Joseph. He's got some great prayers. But, yeah, you know, for sure, I pray, you know, before every race, I pray every day, but primarily just, you know, for safety and you know, to bring me home in one piece.
Fantastic. And listeners, Johnny turned heads in a post-race interview with a comment that he made that is just part of the reason why I wanted to get him on the show. But before I read that quote to you, a couple days ago, I got the chance to talk to Kerry Fraser, the former NHL referee, who was the guest on episode 116 of this show back in mid-April. He was helping connect me to someone else I'm going to line up an interview with for an upcoming episode of Catholic Sports Radio. And if you've been listening, Kerry had made a donation to my ministry and was challenging others to do the same. If you've just come to this show for the first time, maybe because you want to hear Johnny Sauter, thank you. And yes, Catholic Sports Radio is my ministry. This is something that I felt God called me to do 2.5 years ago, got it launched in February 2019, and have been putting out a new episode every week since then. Thanks, first and foremost, to our Heavenly Father, who is getting me all these great guests so you can hear their testimony, and thanks to the Holy Spirit, who moves in these conversations every week and is helping hearts like yours hopefully be touched and changed to move you closer to Jesus. And yes, thanks also to guests and listeners alike who have supported me, since I don't get any income from doing this and don't have any sponsors, which means that all the expenses have to come out of my pocket. There are actually quite a number of costs that I face in running Catholic Sports Radio, a lot of which I've given examples of over numerous episodes of this show. So your contribution truly does help me when it comes time to figure out how I'm going to pay whatever is the latest bill that I get hit with. So if what I'm doing is making an impact, if you believe in this ministry, you like Catholic Sports Radio and feel it's helping your faith life, you believe in the mission and think it's a good resource to help others in their faith life, I would appreciate your prayerful consideration of a contribution. You can do it securely online through the Donate to CSR button on the homepage of CatholicSportsRadio.net. It's fast and easy to do, and you can contribute in whatever amount you wish. There's no drop-down menu of amounts to choose from when you utilize the Donate to CSR button on the website. You put in whatever amount you're comfortable with. Alternatively, as some folks have done, like Carrie Fraser, you can instead send in a check through the mail. Just go to the contact section of the website to send an email to ask for the address to send it to, and I will personally email you back with the address for where you can mail your check. Your contribution will greatly help with the expenses that I'm referring to that come with operating the Catholic Sports Radio ministry. I will happily even say your name when you support the show with an online contribution or by sending a check. Or, of course, as some have asked me to do, you can choose to keep it anonymous. No contribution is too big. No contribution is too small. Do pray about it and consider a contribution to Catholic Sports Radio and helping me to continue on and give back with my time and talent in an effort to move more people closer to Christ. Johnny, after you won the Jag Metals 350 at Texas Motor Speedway, in a post-race interview with Fox Sports, you said, quote, "I just thank the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Blessed Mother, and today is First Friday, so we should pray for all the poor souls in purgatory," end quote. And a year earlier, you had won the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series Championship, and post-race had told Fox then, too, "Thank the Blessed Mother and the Sacred Heart of Jesus."
Yeah, no, that's kind of been in I guess my post-race speeches or talks for quite a while now. I think the first time I actually did it was 2013. I had won the race at Talladega in the truck series, and I can remember my dad calling me after that, and he goes, "Boy, you really thanked the right people today," you know, meaning the Blessed Mother and the Sacred Heart. So it's kind of been I've been fortunate enough to win 24 truck races, I guess. So I, you know, quite a few of them have gotten a mention. So, you know, I just give credit where credit's due. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm smart enough to know that I'm not doing this on my own. You know, not only are there a lot of good people helping me along the way, but obviously I know you got to be in the right trajectory faith-wise to make smart decisions. So having said that, I just try to give credit where credit's due. So, you know, I'm not the most devoted person in the world, but I try to be as devoted as I can, and like I said, just trying to do my part at the end of the day.
So the first time that you mentioned that in a post-race interview, did it just come to you, or is it something that you had been thinking about?
You know, honestly, I want to say that it was just something that just kind of popped up. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm always thinking about it. It's always in the back of my mind. I you know, no matter what you think you're doing in life, you're you know, that's always in the back of your mind is trying to get to heaven and doing the right thing. So having said that, I believe it's one of those things that you think about saying, and then it came out that day, and then it became part of my normal, regular routine. ever since.
Nice. So back on episode 96 of this show, I talked to Humpy Wheeler, who was one of the foremost promoters of NASCAR auto racing. He said something that you have mentioned publicly as well. You have said that you think, quote, the whole NASCAR family is religious, end quote. I would love to just hear more from you about that, maybe some witness that you can give as to why you have that observation about the NASCAR family being religious.
Well, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, the invocation before the race, which is prayer, I think that sets a good tone. And it's not just for drivers. It's for everyone on pit road and comes across the PA, goes to everyone up at the grandstands. And there's programs like the Motor Racing Outreach and programs like that where they, you know, had prayer after the driver's meeting. You could stay back and pray. So there's options there for sure. But let's face it, I think the South is they call it the Bible Belt for a reason. I think there's people with a lot of faith, people with faith in that region for sure. So, and NASCAR's at the end of the day, it was born in the South. So I think that has a lot to do with it. But at the end of the day, I think people, they know there's a God and they know they should serve him. I think it's good. I think the sport has embraced that. And could they do more? Sure, of course. But at the end of the day, at least it's on everybody's mind.
Well, and how refreshing it is to hear you talk about a pre-race invocation at a time when even something like the national anthem gets closely scrutinized. I don't want to say to the point where it might go away, but to know that there is a sport out there where there's something like an invocation taking place before the race is kind of music to our Christian and Catholic ears.
No, for sure. And at the end of the day, like I said, it's, let's face it, we're all sinners and we can only be better. To hear a message about something like that, or just even to hear the word God, I mean, it's not like you hear it very often anymore. And if it is, it's where they want to take it away, whether it's the town square or whatever. So I think to have it spoken in a positive light is always a good thing.
Yeah, well said. I wonder, is prayer and your relationship with the Lord something that maybe you think about more than pro athletes in other sports because of the real danger in auto racing?
I've never looked at it like that. I don't know. I mean, I feel like our sport is actually, nowadays is relatively safe. But, I think it's just, for me, more or less, it was just to make good decisions, put myself, at the end of the day, there's a lot of people and a lot of moving parts in the motorsports industry, and you just want to make sure you're not the weak link. So that for me, it was just for guidance, ask the Holy Spirit to kind of guide your thoughts and your actions on the racetrack. And believe me, I've made plenty of mistakes and thrown some races away, but, who knows what the outcome would be if you didn't ask for help. So, I just, like I said before, earlier in the interview, I know I'm not good enough to do it on my own. And if there's help available, I'm going to ask for it.
Well, let's lighten things up a bit. I mentioned back in the intro about the Sauders having become only the second family in NASCAR history to have four members compete in a National Series race. It's one thing to look at pictures in a family photo album, but wow, how special and how fun was something like that?
No, it was cool. I mentioned my dad was, one of the, I guess you'd call him one of the pioneer racers up here in the Midwest, Wisconsin area. And had a fairly, pretty successful career, especially in the circle track stuff and the short track stuff. So, and my older brothers are, 15, 16, 17 years older than me. So they had the opportunity to race against my dad several times, but that was to this day, one of the only time I ever had the opportunity to race against my dad. So, for me, I think it was extra cool. Not only was it in front of the hometown fans at the Milwaukee Mile, but for me, the highlight would always be just that was the one and only opportunity I had to race against my dad. So, but really cool. That was a cool day. I remember it was as hot as could be that day. I think it was 110 degrees. It was just one of them memories that, it seems like it was yesterday, but it's, we're looking at almost 20 years ago. So pretty cool to have that opportunity to get to do that, not only race against your brothers, but against your dad.
No doubt. Well, final question. Other NASCAR drivers, do any of them give you a hard time about how open you are about your faith, and then on the flip side, have any come to you for help because they're inspired by your faith and want help from you with their own faith life?
Well, I mean, I've heard plenty of the jokes, you know, as far as, you know, when they find out how many brothers and sisters I have. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, but I've never really had anybody say, I've had race fans for sure come up to me and say, man, I love what you say after the race and you know, thanking the Sacred Heart and the Blessed Mother. So, and I've heard that several times throughout my career. So to me, that means at least you're reaching somebody and maybe putting that thought in their mind, you know, because we all need the reassurance, especially in today's world and culture where everything seems to be quite the contrary. So, but to me, that means the world, just to know that, you know, you've said it and people heard it, you know, for that. But, you know, at the end of the day, I've not had anybody come to me. I've had a few drivers, teammates that have asked me questions about it, but, you know, as anything else, I mean, you know, you can ask questions about it, but you got to be willing to do the research and figure some of that stuff out on your own. But be glad to help anybody I could if that's what it took, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's great to hear about fans coming up to you, because what I envision as you say that is someone who has a son that looks up to you and says, I want to be a driver like Johnny someday, and the parent saying, well, you also want to be like Johnny the Christian someday and not just focus on the driving. So you're setting a great example both on and off the track.
Well, I mean, you try to, right? I mean, kids are the ultimate tool to open your eyes, you know, and, you know, I'm not going to say that I don't get fired up sometimes and all that during races. And you know, it's kind of a high pressure situation, but, kids are the ultimate, like I said, they make you open your eyes and say, you know what, I got to mind my P's and Q's and really clean this up here and clean that up there. So, but yeah, you know, I mean, it's just, like I said, we're living in a world that seems to, you know, be quite the contrary to living a prayer life and being devoted to, you know, Sacred Heart, Blessed Mother, and really all the communion of saints. So, you know, if I can be the guy that maybe jogs somebody's memory or makes them look into something, that's great. At the end of the day, that's, you know, we're supposed to be doing that and be vocal about it. So, more the better.
Amen. Amen. Johnny, it's been great having you on the show. Thank you for making time for this. Continued best wishes to you on the track and off, and God bless you and your family, your wife and your children.
No, I appreciate you having me on, and hope everybody enjoys the show.
Thank you. And listeners, since we have an athlete on this week, we will close with an athlete's prayer, and we'll do it together in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear God, today is game day, and I place myself in your loving hands. Help me to be a good sport. I pray that I do not seek individual glory or accolades, but rather that I play for your glory and for the good of my team. I pray that all who play this game today are protected from physical harm. And my Lord, help me to accept the bad breaks as part of the game. I pray that I play to the best of my ability and to give you honor by accepting my position and my place in the lineup. Loving God, I pray for those who watch from the stands, that they too give glory to you by accepting without prejudice the rules and decisions of the game today. May their hearts be filled with joy and gladness that you have given them the ultimate gifts they watch this day, the athletes. Dear God, I pray for the coaches and referees, that they too experience your loving guidance in the decisions they make today, for those who work behind the scenes to make this day enjoyable, and for the founders and supporters. Finally, I pray to you, loving God, that you enjoy this game today and bestow on each of us wisdom and acceptance, no matter the outcome or the final score. With you in our hearts, we are all winners. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those, C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.